This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Donald Trump's company and its longtime finance chief were charged Thursday in what prosecutors called a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
The Manhattan District Attorney's Office unveiled charges against former President Donald Trump's company Thursday, charging the Trump Organization and its finance chief in what prosecutor Carrie Dunn termed a sweeping and audacious tax fraud scheme. According to prosecutors, Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg allegedly received more than $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation that included apartment rent, car payments, and school tuition. Trump Organization attorney Alan Feuerfass had a different take.
I believe the political forces driving today's events are just that.
The Trump Organization and CFO Weisselberg pleaded not guilty. Former President Donald Trump was not charged at this stage of the investigation. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden on Thursday offered comfort to the grieving and federal support for the ongoing efforts to search for the missing and rebuild after last week's collapse of a high-rise condominium building along the Florida coastline. Biden, responding to what appeared to be the deadliest calamity of his young presidency, also met with first responders hunting for survivors amidst the rubble in Surfside. In a briefing, the president said that this is a life and death situation in which everyone is helping out however they can.
Just a simple act of everybody doing whatever needs to be done it really makes a difference.
Biden and his wife Jill arrived in Florida a week after the collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers South beachfront condominium, killed at least 18 people and left 145.